I'm Talking, episode 348 for December 15th, 2024. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking revere. So this week, I thought I would start with a definition. It's a word that maybe we don't use quite that often. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. And the definition that I found that I really liked is, says a deep respect or admiration for someone. And I think that speaks well to the word as I'm thinking of it in my own head as I record this microcast. So the first thought that popped into my head on revere is, does it still happen? Do we still have people in our me first world that we have deep respect or admiration for? And I think we do. I think as students, we might have revere for a teacher or maybe a player and a coach or maybe a mentor of some kind. So I think it still does exist, even though maybe not at the same level as maybe it did in the past. I'm not really sure, but I think one of the things that happens in our world today is it's easy to lose that level of status for our own particular actions. So we may revere someone and then they do something that is human, I guess. And so we end up losing that deep respect. And oftentimes there's not a second chance to do that. You can't build it back. And one of the things that we don't want to do in the world or anytime is to cheapen that word. The word revere, we don't want that to be a cheap word that we use for whatever circumstance that we might find ourselves in. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. I said I liked the definition that I read earlier of revere that I spoke about a deep respect or admiration for someone. And in the Christian life, especially when we're talking about God the Father, it may not fully define how we should picture Him. But the one thing is that we must hold God in reverence. That's another form of the word revere. And it must always be true. And our attitude towards God, how we see God, cannot diminish the revere that we hold for Him. The problem that we often see in the world is that people choose to make God into who they want Him to be. Even saying, well, it might even be a her, or it's, you know, it's the big man upstairs, or, you know, what other words that they may use to describe God Almighty. And clearly they do not hold the revere that we should as Christians of who God is. And we cheapen who God is. We cheapen the maker of the universe, the person that holds everything together, the sovereign God. And we cannot do that as Christians. We cannot use the fact that He has forgiven us and that His grace is so deep toward us to cheapen our level of respect and admiration for God. To revere God is to hold Him in the proper standard. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.